All right, Romy, let's get to these calls real quick. Let's see if we can get to Tom in a manufactured home down in Tucson. Good morning, Tom. We appreciate you calling. Thanks for ringing
in. Good morning, Rosie. I've called you before. Yeah, I recently got a single-wide, but it's an older unit, and there's single-pane windows. There is a swamp cooler, and then there's three window air conditioners. And I just wondered what we could possibly do to analyze the situation there.
All right. I'm going to turn you over to Andrew, Intelligent Design, our Whole House Energy Audit Certified Partner down in Tucson. Andrew, y'all do a lot of manufactured homework?
Absolutely. We deal with a lot of manufactured homes. Yeah. One of the interesting things that you said right out of the gate, I thought, man, the window units definitely have the potential to use a lot of energy. So the combination of the single-pane windows and the window ACs could be causing a high electric bill. But I'd be happy to come out myself and take a look at what you have going on and analyze it, figure out what the best savings could be for you.
And that's a free analysis today.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah. And the number to reach you?
520-333-2665.
All right. Let's stay in Tucson and go to Paul. Welcome, Paul, to the conversation. Good morning. How are you, sir?
How are you doing today?
Very well.
Hey, well, listen, I had a question. A few years ago, I had solar panels installed. I did the solar lease.
Okay.
And they did a free home energy evaluation.
Okay.
And they said I didn't need anything. My home at the time was only 6 years old. It's 8 years old now. And they said I had a 10% loss. They said it's about a 12-inch hole in the side of my house. And the report also said that...
We just lost him. The call just dropped.
All right, we'll get him back online. We do get everyone's number for instances like that, so we'll pick him right back up in a minute. You want to jump to Tom and Mesa while we're...
Do
you want to squeeze in?
No, I want to, yeah, I do. I want Tom and Phoenix. Bring Tom and Phoenix.
Well, yeah, three
a
Toms.
Renter.
It was
yeah, a renter calling from Phoenix. What can we do with Tom? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
All right, tell us the situation.
So I am renting my home. I'm, you know, just basically here short term, so I'm not able to purchase a home. But anyway. It's a 1,300 square foot block home built in the early 80s, and I am at the mercy, you know, of my landlord to basically maintain and repair my AC unit.
Okay.
It is original unit, roof mounted, and I'm just, you know, I'm having a $400 a month electric bill right now, you know, trying to keep it at, you know, 80 degrees, and I just feel like it's kind of outrageous. And you know, they've had the repair guys out and said everything's fine.
Well, Tom, where are you? Major cross streets.
I'm actually in Peoria on the 101 in Olive.
Okay, so you're APS?
SRP, actually. We're actually a little island of SRP. Yep.
Okay, it is a little island of SRP.
That means he's on an irrigated lot.
How many?
Mature.
How many kilowatts are you consuming a month on your bill?
You know, I haven't looked at that. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm guessing the one of the first things you could do, Tom, and this is one of the first things I tell everybody, is take a look at the way you're buying power. Because there are lots of ways you can buy power. There's the standard rate, then there's the flighted rate where you're buying power on and off peak. I tell everybody virtually you're going to save money if you go to the on-peak, off-peak, time-of-day consumption plan. And then get your lifestyle to a point where you're consuming about 85 to 90% of your power off-peak. Okay? And you do that by turning your air conditioning way down at night off-peak. Now, I'm going to give you some statistics really quick, Tom. At my own house, it's 2,800 square feet, okay? Off peak, in the night, I asked the air conditioners to take my house to 68 degrees in the middle of the summer. And then from noon to 7 p.m., I ask it to let it to go to 78. The air conditioners never come on. I live perfectly comfortable in a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house in the middle of the summer with a swimming pool. My garage is air-conditioning because that's where I keep my dogs. And my bill last month was $238 for 2,800 square feet.
And when you say your air conditioning never comes on during on peak, because you've super cooled and you've got all the stored cooling, so by the time it takes the home to get up to 78 degrees in the day, which is between noon and 7, you're right at 7 o'clock where you can turn your air conditioning back on.
That's
for
right.
Your off-peak.
In a rental
stored
home.
Stored cooling. It's a hard concept to grasp, but it works.
In a rental home, just changing how you're buying power could be the best thing you could do, Tom. And that doesn't cost you or your landlord a dime. More with the boys from Rias and Intelligent Design all next hour. Saving money on your air conditioning bill while making you more comfortable.
Edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.